money in my bank bag. In front of the school. Sam.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I have a salon, and I was just trying to find out some information about y'all's leasing program.
Yeah, of course. Can you, real quick, let me grab your name and number before we get disconnected, because we did just get a new phone system and some calls have been dropping.
Okay. My name's Renee.
Renee. And a good number to reach you back, Renee?
325-203-1746.
Perfect. And how did you get our information? Did you receive something in the mail, or?
No, just I was looking online because I purchased. Hold on a second. It's on the coffee table. I purchased a salon. It's going on a year, and the equipment is old, and I was looking to update and stuff like that, so
yeah,
I didn't quite know what the criteria was or what you needed to do.
Yeah, well, let me bring you up to speed real quick. So we offer equipment financing as well as working capital loans. Are you just updating the equipment, or will you be doing any remodeling, sort of anything like that?
I am going to be doing remodeling as well. I'm looking to, right now we're in the mall, but it's really slow in there. So I'm looking to change buildings where there's more traffic and stuff like that. So, yeah, I will be moving into this other building.
What's the name of your salon? And give me a little bit of background on it. You said you bought it a year ago. How long has the business been operational before that?
3 years.
3 years plus the year, or 3 years total?
3 years plus the year. Erica had it for about 3 years.
Perfect.
She might have had it even a little longer.
A little longer.
She actually moved it, yeah. So she might have had it about 4 years.
Okay.
Total.
Yeah, so the equipment financing portion of, you know, those kind of programs that we offer are basically like a standard financing for, you know, say your typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, interest rates, you know, starting in mid single digits, around 5%, 4%, and kind of going up from there depending on, you know, your credit and time in business and industry. And the working capital loans, a little bit different. Are you familiar with those at all?
No.
So those, instead of your traditional like line of credit based on credit history, these are primarily based on revenues for the business. So just as a hypothetical, say you're doing about $1 million in revenue, we like to free up about 10%, 15%, so you could look at around 100 to 150K. Now, you know, that's just obviously a hypothetical number, but that just gives you like a point of reference there to what the working capital is like. And you said you were gonna be probably remodeling as well as the equipment. So the remodeling would fall under the unsecured working capital loan, which is nice because it's a lot less risky for you.
Right. I don't know. I've been through a couple of divorces, so I don't know if my credit. I do have credit with a bank. It's never been late. I have other credits that's never been late, but I don't know how good my credit is.
You have no idea. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's, you know, we work with all different credit tiers, A through D, and we get 9 out of 10 approvals from applications, so we can definitely work with you even if it's not the best. I actually, about 2 weeks ago, I had someone with a 484 get approved for 80K. Working capital. So,
wow.
You know, it does happen. What'd you do in gross annual sales last year? Just ballpark.
Well, What the salon that I actually have, and this might make a difference, I have 10 girls, and they pay me a weekly booth rent. I don't get no commission or anything like that off of that. So I don't know. They just pay me booth rent. So I don't know how y'all do that.
Well, but
I don't get no commission.
On the taxes for the business, how much money did you guys bring in last year? Just top line revenue before any deductions.
You talking about for all of the girls?
Yeah, like, well, for your business, what's on your tax return? Are you a sole prop? Is this an LLC or incorporated?
No, I'm just a sole proprietor.
Okay. I see. That's kind of why it's probably a little bit tougher to quantify, because usually if you have a, you know, business license, it's like top line revenue, first thing on your tax return. I mean, what's you said you collect a collect the booth rent every week?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the average on that?
About 800.
About 800 a week.
Yeah, we're just a individual salon, mm-hmm. You know, just trying to update.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, the good thing about the equipment is there's not really any kind of revenue thresholds like there are for the capital. You know, the capital is about 10%, 15%, like I said, of revenue. But for the equipment, it's basically if, you know, you have some halfway decent credit and, you know, you've been in business or the business has been around for about, you know, 4 or 5 years now, you know, and if it makes sense and it's going to make some money there, it's a lot easier to get approved that way. Are you the 100% owner here, Renee?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. How'd you get into the industry?
Well, I just had to, before that, I owned restaurants for about 6.5 years, and I was just tired of that and decided to go to hair school, and that's how that happened. I've always wanted to do it, so I just finally jumped in and done it.
Good. Did you used to be a hairstylist before? Or?
No. I've had my license for about 2 years.
That's exciting. My girlfriend's in the hair industry as well. She'd gone to school for a while, and you know, she loves it. She's been an assistant for a long, long time. She's just starting to do her own thing now. Did you ever do anything like that, or you work hands on, or you're more of like a manager type, business owner type?
No, I actually do hair myself.
Oh, good.
So I worked for Erica for a little while, and then she met someone online, and she asked me if I wanted to buy it, and I bought it.
It's fun. It's good. I mean, now you get to own your own business. How's that been going for you? Is it been pretty good? Pretty good. Nice to be your own boss, right?
Yes, sir.
I wish
like
I could say that.
All of our equipment was it's very old.
Okay.
And I just want to update. I already have the station ordered. So, but all I want to try to get financed for is a couple of hair dryer chairs and then the chairs itself, the salon mm-hmm. chairs.
Do you have a quote for those, or, you know, kind of a ballpark?
I think it was $1,800.
For each chair, or is that total?
The total, yeah.
Total $1,800. Perfect. Do you have a vendor you're working with currently to do this, or you're just kind of shopping around at the moment?
I'm just kind of shopping around, but I found them at Sally's Beauty Spa.
Mm-hmm.
They were on sale.
We actually work with them as well. They're a vendor that they run their financing through us. Every once in a while, we get one of their customers sent over here. But yeah, we should be able to help you out here and just get you those couple pieces of equipment you need, and maybe even some extra cash on the side as well. Do you have any other current loans on the business right now? Do you have like a line of credit or something? Or
I don't. Not on the business. No, I don't.
Okay, good, good. There's not really anything else you have to worry about there. Did you look into financing elsewhere, or were we just the first you called? Have you gone to your local bank at all?
No, I haven't. Y'all are just the first one.
Ah, good. Kind of lucky then. Do you plan on going anywhere else, or not really, if you can get it all done once?
No.
I got you. And, Renee, what's the name of the salon? Like, where's it located?
Where is it located?
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Brownwood, Texas. The salon's in Early, Texas.
What's it called?
Eclipse.
East Clips?
E as in elephant. C-L-I-E as in Paul.
Oh, yeah. Eclipse.
Yes.
I gotcha. Did you come up with that name, or that was, I'm assuming, Erica?
Yes, I gotcha. Name.
Yeah.
It's been established for so long, I didn't want to change it.
Yeah. And tell me, you said you're looking about moving into a new spot. Is that something that's on the horizon, or still a couple months out?
Oh, it's still a couple of months out.
All right. Well, we'll focus on the equipment for now, and we'll handle the capital things later. Is there anything else besides the chairs and those dryers that you were looking at? Anything else on the shopping list?
No, that's pretty much it.
I gotcha. Is there a certain deadline you're trying to meet, or is this more of just try and get it as soon as possible?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
All right, no problem. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick email. It's just going to have some information that I need from you to get started here on the application. It's just a one-page application, really quick and easy. And then all I'm going to need from you are 4 months of business bank statements, as well as an invoice or a quote from Sally's, just so we know what we're dealing with here as far as pricing and what exactly you're looking at.
Okay.
All right, where's a good email I can send this to, Renee?
Okay, it's at Renee, R-E-N-E-A, H-O-H-E-R, T as in Tom, C as in zebra, the letter 4-0.
Wait, Z as in zebra.
I can't control 40 at
yahoo.com. Perfect. Gotcha. All right, I'll send a quick email over there. And when do you think you can gather all that to me? It's not anything crazy. It's, like I said, one-page application and some bank statements and an invoice from Sally's.
Maybe tomorrow, I guess.
I'll give you a call tomorrow. Go.
When would I find out if I qualify for?
That's all I need. Once I get those things from you, I'll submit it to our underwriting department, and it takes about 24 hours, sometimes less, to get an answer with some numbers for you to work with. You know.
Okay. So I need 4 months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it all in the email, so you don't have to write it down. It's you know, it takes about 15 minutes to gather, maybe a little longer to get the invoice. Just give Sally's a call, and then just have them shoot something over to you.
Okay.
That was nice helping you today. I'll send that email out in about 5 minutes, and if you could respond back real quick, just to make sure you got the information I sent over in the application.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, perfect. I'll touch base with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.